The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Les alliés consangissa Angola na mokili mobimba. Les alliés n'ont pas cité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Les alliés connexion globale. Makambunyonso oyolingo yeba pona ekola Angola. Lande ango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
The RNA International presents now its daily edition in English.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program in English of the RNA International, broadcasting daily online at www.rna.au. And in today's lineup, first we have the news flash, which will be followed by arts and culture. Entrepreneurship will also be part of this edition. News bulletin, women champion, Angola attract is also be part of this edition. And by the end of the program, you will be having our last news flash. Let us now proceed with the first news flash of the program. You will be having our last news flash. Let us now proceed with the first news flash of the day.
News flash.
The Angolan head of state, John Lorenzo, visited in Luanda the ongoing works of the Science and Technology Park. The visit is meant to learn about the implementation of the project that started 2 years ago. The Minister of Transport, Ricardo Viegas Abreu, said the dynamization of expansion of national cabotage requires great investment in the sector. The official was speaking virtually at the fifth roundtable of Angola Port Association held in the city of Soyo, province of Zaire. The Angolan Minister of Health, Sylvia Lutukuta, reiterated in Rwanda the importance of coordination between health authorities of the economic community of Central African states to jointly provide a better and timely response to the main identified challenges. Sylvia Lutukuta was speaking during the opening session of the meeting of the economic community of Central African states dedicated to the presentation of the regional project for the implementation of surveillance systems. The United Kingdom has invested about $500 million to support the development of infrastructure of the Lobito Corridor. This was announced in Benguela by the British Minister of State for Climate, Food Security and Rural Development, Richard Benyon, after a meeting with the Governor of Benguela, Luis Nunes. In another story, to say that the group of young Angolans living in the diaspora defended the need for the government to invest more in the creation of infrastructure to support tourism in the country to attract more tourists and foreign investors. These are young people living in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Belgium, Italy, Germany, South Africa, and the Czech Republic who are touring the country as part of the Real Angola National Movement, which aims to identify the potential of the country's provinces and publicize them to the world. In another story, to say that Zimbabwean Ambassador to Angola, Thando Mazyamuzi, announced that his country's interest in promoting and publicizing the cultural and historic potential of Mbanza Congo City. The diplomat said so at the end of a visit to the monument and historical site of this World Heritage City. Thando Mazyamuzi added that Mbanza Congo has a rich culture and history that is of interest of the entire African continent. South African caravan of about 25 tourists highlighted the initiative of the Angolan government of waiving visa to African and world citizens to Angola. They believe that the move will help to boost trade and investment in Angola and Africa in general. And finally, South Africa's electoral court said that former President Jacob Zuma can run for office as a lawmaker in the upcoming election, overturning an earlier decision that had barred him from contesting the polls. Decision paves the way for Zuma. election, overturning an earlier decision that had barred him from contesting the polls. Decision paves the way for Zuma to run for president on behalf of the Nkuntu Wesizwe Party, a new political organization that he joined last year after denouncing the ruling African National Congress Party that he once led. Well, dear listener, that's all for the News Flash, and thank you for being company. Today's team is made up of Manuel Felisberto and Antonio Caetano on the sound control, Jean Paul de Souza, the chief editor, Gonzalo Agostinho, and Daniel Kekesh is your host. Let us now enjoy with our first musical salutation, Caputo by Filho do Zua.
Lágrimas que caem nos olhos da cota, que só pensam no dia da manhã. Se me levarem a minha viola, quem um dia mais vai cantar? Oh, oh, oh. Se me levarem a minha viola, quem um dia mais vai cantar? Lágrimas que caem nos olhos da cota, que só pensam no dia da manhã. Se me levarem a minha viola, quem um dia mais vai cantar? Oh, oh, oh. Se me levarem a minha viola, quem um dia mais vai cantar? Oh.
O sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e... Informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
The RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.au. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité, l'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au. Connectez-vous.
RNA International. Ezali kosangisa Angola na mokili mobimba. Ezali na ngompasi tu. Kota kaka na www.rna.au. Ezali connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye ba pona ekola Angola, lande yango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.
Take a day.
Business grows further on the RNA International than advertised here. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
Ay, me sobra.
Very good music made in Angola, where we could bring you interesting song track at this edition of the RNA International Broadcasting Daily from Luanda in its English edition, of course, in its English edition. First, we had the opportunity, you were listening to A Temperatura by Margarete do Rosario, who is one of the Angolan female voice, also one of the Angolan who had been doing her best in terms of music. And we had also Cadê Meu Amor by DJ Dias Rodrigues and Paulo Flores, who had also this performance to perform in this stage of the RNA International. We know Paulo Flores is an Angolan icon also in terms of music. Then you had a young generation who is exactly Filho do Zua, performing with the song Caputo, which was the opening of this musical session. So it was interesting to have you on the other side, knowing that the Angolan music makes good, and it's always nice to have a very good music when you listen at this. And apart from that, I could tell you that this is the program in English of the RNA International Broadcasting Daily from Luanda in the capital city on www.nna.ao. You could have this chance. You have not only English, but you also have other different languages, other different broadcasts, such as the Lingala broadcast, the French broadcast, and the Portuguese broadcast. So this is our way of doing things every day on a daily basis. We are here just to bring you what is made in Angola, So stay put, and why not? Let us now give room to our first magazine of the day, which is Arts and Culture.
Art and culture. Our history. Youth and customs.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Arts and Culture. In this edition, we are having a look at the value of traditional masks. Ritual and ceremonial masks are an essential feature of the traditional culture of the people of a part of sub-Saharan Africa. The specific implication associated to ritual culture of the people of a part of sub-Saharan Africa. The specific implication associated to ritual masks widely vary in different cultures. Some traits are common to most African cultures. For instance, masks usually have a spiritual and religious meaning, and they are used in ritual dances and social and religious events, and a special status is attributed to the artists that create masks to those that wear them in ceremonies. African masks come in all different colors, such as red, black, orange, and brown. Traditional African masks are one of the elements of great African art that have most evidently influenced European and Western art in general. In the 20th century, artistic movements such as Cubism, Fauvism, and Expressionism have often taken inspiration from the vast and diverse heritage of African masks. Since every mask has a specific spiritual meaning, most traditions comprise several different traditional masks. In Angola, traditional masks represent the different culture of people in their specific regions, such as those of Chokwe, Kimbundu, Kikongo, Umbundu, etc. Anthropologist John Kasul points out that people have to get deeper to understand the meaning of the mask in the Angolan culture. According to him, this aspect will help everyone to understand the masks in different contexts and people.
To talk about masks, we have all related to the culture.
In different contexts and people.
To talk about masks, we have all related to the culture. And looking to the culture, we are called upon to look to the identity of each certain people. You see, geographically, our country is divided in the meaning of languages. And even among of that, you will find that some of the language was not common to the one province. And this let us to understand that what we look to a certain culture may differ from one point to another one. And if we look to the use of mask, we have to get deeper to understand what does it mean in a certain culture. And say what the Kimbundu, the Umbundu, the Chokwe, the Ngangela, the Bakungu, the Luba. So you have to have a point of understanding their way of believing what exactly the supernatural expressed to themselves. That is why usually we take us this journey to understand the mask in a different context and different people. There is a variety of traditional masks that we use. The importance to know what does each culture mean of using this that mask. Let's say like the Lundas, you can find their masks which is related to fertility. Their mask is related with agriculture. Their mask is related to the healing process. So it all depends from each context where you are researching, trying to understand what does it mean. Because also the mask is a way of expressing their way of living. Let's say expressing the dance, happiness, sadness, healing, and so on. So this can differ from different people to another. Expressing the dance, happiness, sadness, healing, and so on. So this can differ from different people to another people. In Angola, what we say, the traditional cultural symbols of mask, you see, the thinker, is not all related to the old country, despite of being considered to be the national identity of the culture. But if you find it to a different point, you will find the meaning is different, according to our context, according to their way of believing. And according to what he said, the professor Joseph Campbell, it is all important for us to interpret the mask if we know how this mask means to the different people.
The also reverend of the Angola Methodist Church says that to understand the meaning of the masks, it's also important to know the tradition and the culture. According to him, traditional leaders are the best interpreter of what the masks are related to. He therefore explains that masks are a symbolic way that people use to express their identity.
Let's look to the ancient thinking and understanding the scientific reading on the mask. You see the Greek people who use mask to express themselves, the beautiness of the body. But African, the mask has kind of a mystical understanding, because some of them, the mask may not only relate themselves on what our external view and interpret. That is why we call that if you want to understand the mask, you have to understand the culture, the tradition. And this is a call upon the what we call the traditional leaders. They are the interpreter of to understand the culture, the tradition. And this is a call upon the what we call the traditional leaders. They are the interpreter of why this mask is all related to. The mask is also a symbolic way of expressing people's identity. When we talk about the mask used, let's say, for agriculture, differ from different peoples, because you may say, maybe tie some clothes in the stick and they put it in the land. According to their understanding, that is will make them more fruitful, more productive. But in other way, on the other side of the people, they may say, okay, this is a symbol of healing. So mask is all expressed, not only the healing, not only the prosperity, but is a way of expressing their culture, maybe in a dancing. And in a dancing, they may use a meaning to say, well, we are dancing concerning to this. According to our understanding, according to our view, our ancestors taught us, because they are something that's passing from generation to generation. Not just something that the learners, the investigator, like archaeologist, anthropologist, try to research and come up with understanding, say, okay, this is what we found. No, this is something that the people will tell them. This for us means this and that. This is why sometimes Westerners peoples have a difficult to understand and to write African cultures, because of not getting deeper on what the people themselves believe. Remember that in African context, we were considered the people without God. But this awareness of supernatural belief was being expressed in the way of tools. And this tool was being showed by using mask, using certain dancing style, using certain way of expressing, let's say, in the songs, in whatever that they have written in the woods, in the stones, or whatever, the way of habitat. Let's say we see in many understanding also the use of animals, you know, antelopes and so on, is all kind of expressing their way of living.
João Casul explains the circumstances and moments that traditional masks are used in different cultures.
In Angola, it's a very difficult sometimes to set up the occasion because of the plurality of a traditional way of living. But let's say that there are masks that have been used during fertilizations, you know, for women. During this period, is always related with rituals. Mask cannot be understood without having a ritual set up. People sometimes they use mask as animal signs. They use mask made by wood. They use mask made by vegetations, but also they use mask by using painting on their own board. Let's say there is a time that people paint themselves to say, okay, this is a time that we are going to harvest. It's like when we look to the meaning of the season, it's like looking to the Christian point of view. Christian calendar, the Easter, the Christmas, the Passover, and so on. So the African as well, according to understanding time, there's time of hunting, there's time of a plantation, which is we call agriculture, there is time of dried season, there is time that we have to call the ancestor to bring grain so that they can harvest, they can plant, they can cultivate. There is time of to express, let's say, death. We are in the mourning, understanding way. Let's say also it's all related with the colors. People sometimes express by a sense of using colors to express their masks, their way of identification themselves. This we term, you know, in African season, we differ from the Western countries. They have about 5 seasons in the world. We have about 3 or 2 seasons, the rain season and the dry seasons. Sometimes the dry season is related with the winter itself. So because of that, is all related that which kind of clothes, which kind of dress, which kind of ornament we have to use to express to whatever people look at us, we are painted ourselves, we are using this mask because we're in a season such and so. Let's relate like the Kimbundu people, not all, because the Kimbundu also differ themselves. They are timing that they put a cones of animals to show this is the hunting seasons. And this come the hunting season is not an individual process. It's a group of people in the community say, well, at this time, we can go and hunt in group. They are time to say, okay, we are using the, they call them muzuas. At this time, we can go and hunt in group. They are time to say, okay, we are using the, they call them muzuas. They say, this is a time of fishing. And this is bring them also to understand that we cannot only go and fish all the time because we don't have enough fish. The fish themselves have to reproduce themselves, to multiply themselves. So there is a certain time to educate people to say, we have to rule according to what we believe. You can't do this. The mask also, let me go back and say, was also used the way to express a law, to express a behavior in a certain community. And when the traditional leader get the stick out of their house, out of what they call their ulumbo, people know during this season you cannot cross. And sometimes you do not cross. On the stick, there is a head of a monkey. There is a head of an antelope. The people of the community, because they were taught during the time by their ancestors, they know already that these seasons, we cannot do this, we cannot do. Another symbol that sometimes, because masks are related with a symbolical way of saying, the ladies and the gentlemen in the river, there is place for women to bathe. There is place for men to bathe. They use the symbols. Sometimes this symbol is not something that you read. It's a kind of a mask, the place in a certain place where the people pass, and they can know this is not a place for men to bathe. This is not a place for women to bathe. So these are all a way of expressing themselves and to teach the people how to behave in the community.
Anthropologist John Casul adds that it is important for people to
teach the people how to behave in the community.
Anthropologist John Casul adds that it is important for people to enter into the culture to understand the meaning value of traditional masks.
We are lucky to say Christianity brought good things and bad things. David Livingstone, the writer in the Southern African history. People argue that David Livingstone was not in Africa, but he wrote about Africans. The explorers who came to Africa, especially in the South Rhodesia and the North Rhodesia, were the one explorers and the sailors, people who came for business. They're the one who sent the information by what they saw, what they learned by view, not touching. So it's coming to a point where we were called that the African people has no God. African people believe in gods. So in another point of view, because of what they could not understand in our beliefs, they worship trees, they worship rivers, they worship whatever, mountains and stones. This made the people to interpret themselves in the way of living. And this has been expressed by tools. These tools sometimes were looking to a mask. We look at a negative point of view. Of course, they were related to witchcraft because there was a negative point of view of learning our beliefs. We cannot have a sense to disclose that clearly if it is true or not. Said one of the grandpa when I was doing research in cultural anthropology, he said, well, do you want to know what the witch does? You have to become a witch. Oh, come on, I'd want to become a witch. Because if you want to learn deeply of what we do, you have to become a witch. Oh, come on, I'd want to become a witch. Because if you want to learn deeply of what we do and in what we believe, you have to become like ourselves. No one wants to be a witch to kill. Scientifically, you could understand that to become a witch, you have to learn exactly what this belief is all about. So, I believe witchcraft is taught even in the Bible. There is people they use. But sometimes it's a kind of awareness, to bring awareness to people, to fear rules. And to fear the rules, to fear the way of becoming what the society itself talk to itself. It all is important that we cannot do learning of culture without deeply enter into the culture itself. For us to see this mask is for good or is for bad. For if it is too good, we will understand that it is for good, for the benefit of the people. If it's for bad, we will understand that there's something behind that, it can harm the community or the people where we insert itself.
Masks usually have a spiritual and religious meaning, and they are used in ritual dances and social and religious events. And a special status is attributed to the artists that create masks to those that wear them in ceremonies. Anthropologist Yonka Sul says that Lunda are the ultimate measure of identification of culture through the Bantu's line. According to him, they are still holding their identity, reason why they get such importance across Africa because of their masks and beliefs.
To talk about masks.
Reason why they get such importance across Africa because of their masks and beliefs.
To talk about masks, we have all related to the culture. And looking to the culture, we are called upon to look to the identity of each certain people. You see, geographically, our country is divided in the meaning of languages. And even among of that, you will find that some of the language was not common to the one province. And this led us to understand that what we look to a certain culture may differ from one point to another one. And if we look to the use of mask, we have to get deeper to understand what does it mean in a certain culture. Let's say what the Kimbundu, the Umbundu, the Chokwe, the Ngangela, the Bakongu, the Luba. So you have to have a point of understanding their way of believing what exactly the supernatural express to themselves. That is why usually we take us this journey to understand the mask in a different context and different people. There is a variety of traditional masks that we use. The importance is to know what does each culture mean of using this that mask. Let's say like the Lundas, you can find their masks which is related to fertility. Their mask is related with agriculture. Their mask is related to the healing process. So it all depends from each context where you are researching, trying to understand what does it mean. Because also the mask is a way of expressing their way of living. Let's say expressing the dance, happiness, sadness. The way of expressing their way of living. Let's say expressing the dance, happiness, sadness, healing, and so on. So this can differ from different people to another people. In Angola, what we say, the traditional cultural symbols of mask, you see the thinker is not all related to the old country, despite of being considered to be the national identity of the culture. But if you find it to a different point, you will find the meaning is different according to our context, according to their way of believing. And according to what he said, the professor Joseph Campbell, it is all important for us to interpret the mask if we know how this mask means to these different people.
He explains that what people can sell represents their cultural identity and make to be valuable in the world.
Let's look to the ancestry thinking and understanding the scientific reading on the mask. You see the Greek. The Greek people who use mask to express themselves, the beautiness of the body. But African, the mask has kind of a mystical understanding, because some of them, the mask may not only relate themselves on what our external view and interpret. That is why we call that if you want to understand the mask, you have to understand the culture, the tradition, and this is a call upon the what we call the traditional leaders. They are the interpreter of why this mask is all related to. The mask is also a symbolic way of expressing people's identity. When we talk about the mask used, let's say, for agriculture, it's a symbolic way of expressing people's identity. When we talk about the mask used, let's say, for agriculture, differ from different peoples, because you may say, maybe tie some clothes in the stick and they put it in the land. According to their understanding, that is will make them more fruitful, more productive. But in other way, on the other side of the people, they may say, okay, this is a symbol of healing. So mask is all expressed, not only the healing, not only the prosperity, but is a way of expressing their culture, maybe in a dancing. And in a dancing, they may use a meaning to say, well, we are dancing concerning to this, according to our understanding, according to our view, our ancestors taught us, because they are something that is passing from generation to generation. Not just something that the learners, the investigator, like archaeologists, anthropologists, try to research and come up with understanding, say, okay, this is what we found. No, this is something that the people will tell them. This for us means this and that. This is why sometimes Westerners peoples have it difficult to understand and to write African cultures, because of not getting deeper on what the people themselves believe. Remember that in African concept, we were considered people without God. But this awareness of supernatural belief was being expressed in the way of tools. And as this tool was being showed by using mask, using certain dancing style, using certain way of expressing, let's say, in the songs, in whatever they have written in the wood. Certain way of expressing, let's say, in the songs, in whatever they have written in the woods, in the stones, or whatever, the way of habitat. Let's say we see in many understanding also the use of animals, antelopes and so on, is all kind of expressing their way of living.
Professor Jean Cassoul adds that it is important for people to continue teaching the new generation about the meaning of the Angolan masks. According to him, the teaching of Angolan culture should be learned since the first schooling years.
In Angola, is a very difficult sometimes to set up the occasion because of the plurality of a traditional way of living. But let's say that there are masks that have been used during fertilizations, for women. During this period, is always related with rituals. Mask cannot be understood without having a ritual set up. People sometimes they use mask as animal signs. They use mask made by wood. They use mask made by vegetations, but also they use mask by using painting on their own board. Let's say there is a time that people paint themselves to say, okay, this is a time that we are going to harvest. It's like when we look to the meaning of the season, it's like looking to the Christian point of view. Christian calendar, the Easter, the Christmas, the Passover, and so on. So the African as well, according to understanding time, there's time of hunting, Passover, and so on. So the African as well, according to understanding time, there's time of hunting, there's time of a plantation, which we call agriculture. There is time of dried season. There is time that we have to call the ancestor to bring rain so that they can harvest, they can plant, they can cultivate. There is time of to express, let's say, death. We are in the mourning. understanding way. Let's say also it's all related with the colors. People sometimes express by a sense of using colors to express their masks, their way of identification themselves. This we term, you know, in African season, we differ from the Western countries. They have about 5 seasons in the world. We have about 3 or 2 seasons, the rain season and the dry seasons. Sometimes the dry season is related with the winter itself. So because of that, it's all related that which kind of clothes, which kind of dress, which kind of ornament we have to use to express to whatever people look at us, we are painted ourselves. We are using this mask because we're in a season such and so. Let's relate like the Kimbundu people, not all, because the Kimbundu also differ themselves. They are timing that they put a cones of animals to show this is the hunting seasons. And this comes the hunting season is not an individual process. It's a kind, a group of people in the community say, well, at this time, we can go and hunt in group. They are time to say, okay, we are using the, they call them muzuas. They say this is a time of fishing and group. They are time to say, okay, we are using the, they call them muzuas. They say this is a time of fishing. And this is bring them also to understand that we cannot only go and fish all the time because we don't have enough fish. The fish themselves have to reproduce themselves, to multiply themselves. So there is a certain time to educate people to say we have to rule according to what we believe. You can't do this. The mask also, let me go back, say, was also used the way to express a law, to express a behavior in a certain community. And when the traditional leader get the stick out of their house, out of what they call their ulumbo, people know during this season you cannot cross. And sometimes you do not cross. On the stick there is a head of a monkey, there is a head of an antelope. The people of the community, because they were taught during the time by their ancestors, they know already that these seasons, we cannot do this, we cannot do. Another symbol that sometimes, because masks are related with a symbolical way of saying, the ladies and the gentlemen in the river, there is place for women to bath, there is place for men to bath. They use the symbols. Sometimes this symbol is not something that you read. It's a kind of a mask, the place in a certain place where the people pass, and they can know this is not a place for men to bath. This is not a place for women to bath. So these are all a way of expressing themselves and to teach the people how to behave in the community.
Professor Jean Cassoul points out the main different stages that people need to have in order to preserve the Angolan culture. Professor Jean Cassoul points out the main different stages that people need to have in order to preserve the Angolan culture, in particular the meaning and value of the traditional masks.
We are lucky to say Christianity brought good things and bad things. David Livingstone, the writer in the Southern African history, people argue that David Livingstone was not in Africa, but he wrote about Africans. The explorers who came to Africa, especially in the South Rhodesia and the North Rhodesia, were the one explorers and the sailors people who came for business. They are the one who sent the information by what they saw, what they learned by view, not touching. So it's coming to a point where we were called that the African people has no God. African people believe in gods. So in another point of view, because of what they could not understand in our beliefs, they worship trees, they worship rivers, they worship whatever, mountains and stones. This made the people to interpret themselves in the way of living. And this has been expressed by tools. These tools sometimes always look to a mask. We look at a negative point of view. Of course, they were related to witchcraft because there was a negative point of view of learning our beliefs. We cannot have a sense to disclose clearly if it is true or not. Said one of the grandpa when I was doing research in cultural anthropology, he said, well, do you want to know what the witch does? You have to become a witch. Oh, come on, I'd want to become a witch. Because if you want to learn deeply of what we do and know what we believe, you have to become a witch. Oh, come on, I'd want to become a witch. Because if you want to learn deeply of what we do and know what we believe, you have to become like ourselves. No one wants to be a witch to kill. Scientifically, you could understand that to become a witch, you have to learn exactly what this belief is all about. So, I believe witchcraft is taught even in the Bible. There is people they use. But sometimes it's a kind of awareness, to bring awareness to people, to fear rules. And to fear the rules, to fear the way of becoming what the society itself talk to itself. It all is important that we cannot do learning of culture without deeply enter into the culture itself. For us to see this mask is for good or is for bad. For if it is too good, we will understand that it is for good, for the benefit of the people. If it's for bad, we will understand that there's something behind that, it can harm the community or the people where we insert itself.
That was anthropologist Juan Kasule telling us on how to preserve the value of the traditional mass. Well, the listener, on this note, we have come to the end of Arts and Culture. Thanks for listening.
Art and Culture. Our history. Use and customs. Use and customs. Use and customs.
Very good, very good. That was Gonçalo Agostinho with the latest. Very good, very good. That was Gonçalo Agostinho with the latest on art and culture, which brought us exactly the use and tradition of traditional masks. Well, this is the RNA International Broadcasting Daily from Rwanda, the capital city. After this art and culture, let us now have a break to listen to some very good music made in Angola. This time, stay with Mbimba by Gabriel Chiyema.
Your business grows further on the RNA International than advertised yet. It's easy. Visit www.rna.ao. You'll just win.
Mbimba tunakara zawe ya musono nganga ngari na dogo ya hemene nganga ngari na dogo bimbe Bimba tunakara zawe eno kwetu ikanwa lyanga bimbe Bimba tunakara zawe ya musono nganga ngari na dogo ya hemene nganga ngari na dogo bimbe Bimba tunakara zawe Waya 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 mama waya 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 ndumba miwaye mama waye wanangu imbe waya 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 mama waye wanangu imbe waya 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 mama waya 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 ndumba miwaye mama waye wanangu imbe waya lungala muzuo vumbya kwende mwafa mama Ngongo, Mabutahila ngongwe, Yabuzumi nanganga, Malunga zamuyambu keshiga vumbi, Mwafa mama, Yabuchina china, Mabuchina chine, Yari nangi nakuze, Waya 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 mama, Waya 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 nubami waye, Mama waye, Manangwimbe waya, Waya 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 mama, Waya 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 nubami waye, Mama waye, manangu imbe waya Tunga na mzu wa bumbia kwebe Mwafa mama ya kutahila ngongo Makutahila ngungwe ya kusumi nanganga Balunga za muyambu keshika vumbi Mwafa mama ya kuchina china Makuchina chine ya linangi na guze Waya 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 mama Makuchina chine ya linangi na guze Waya 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 mama Waya 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 nubwa miwaye Mama waya Wanangwimbe waya 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 mama Waya 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 nubami waye Mama waye Wanangwimbe waya Aguento por la tela, usted me dirá, hombre, me llega, guasamos con tu mapezo. Cando muta la serie, cando un bañima, pata cuchilleza, oh, oh, oh. Cando muta la serie, cando un bañima. Lembe zeka, 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 lembe ze
RNA Internacional, o sonho que se tornou realidade. Angola liga-te ao mundo inteiro com toda a informação em tempo real. Política, economia, cultura, gastronomia, sociedade e desporto. www.rna.au. Ao ligar, já está conectado.
RNA International connects the whole world without boundaries. English, Lingala, French and Portuguese. Wherever you are, just visit www.rna.ao. We are together.
RNA International, le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la Le rêve qui est devenu réalité. L'Angola vous connecte au monde avec toutes les informations en temps réel sur la politique, l'économie, la culture, la gastronomie, la société et les sports au www.rna.au.
RNA International. Ezali kosangisa Angola na mokili mobimba. Ezali na ngom pasité. Kotaka kana www.rna.au. Ezali connexion globale. Makambo nyonso oyo lingoye ba pona ekola Angola, lande yango awa na RNA International. www.rna.au. Connexion globale.